It's time to talk darts, and we do it every Tuesday night, thanks to Dart World. Of course, Dart World's in Woodbine Court, one turn of south. It's located so close to Knox City that on a hot sunny day, you get a bit of shade cover from the big shopping centre. It's a little court, Woodbine. It's sort of an industrial court, and for dart players, it's a little patch of heaven on earth, and you wouldn't think up the end of the court through the saloon bar doors are six great hockey set up for dart play, a comprehensive store, and a try before you buy policy that means no matter what dart you're interested in, from Phil Taylor's right through to maybe an old set of Ted Hankey's, you can try them before you put the money down and take them home. We catch up with Brian Fordham every week from the Dandenong Darts Association, where he's a great flinger. Good evening to you, Brian.
Good evening, Finey.
Well, the Premier League, which is England's ode to best players competing against each other, I think it might be held on a Thursday or Friday night in England. We get it Friday morning.
Friday morning our time.
Yeah, so Thursday night they get huge crowds around the UK to watch head-to-head battles, and they have a sort of a jettisoning of two of the 10 players, is it?
Yes.
Leave the tournament three-quarters of the way through, and sadly for a couple, last Thursday night at UK time, it was ta-ta evening. Who were the two that we no longer have in the competition?
Well, the two that went out, well, not surprisingly, was Michael Smith. I think he really found the going a bit hard. It is a big daunting task, something like to say, the big crowds. But the surprise package was Robert Thornton actually making it through with this last couple of weeks. He's really pulled his finger out and surprised a lot of people. But the other player to go out was actually Dave Chizzy Chisnell, after being in the semis last year, not to qualify for the second phase. So it was quite a surprise, and, you know, wide open really now.
It puts both those flingers, dart players, Michael Smith in his inaugural year and Dave Chisnell, they're now in danger of being relegated out of the competition. They'll have to have some really good form in some majors to be included in next year's top 10. That being said, Thornton has performed a marvellous escape. Robert Thornton started the tournament ill. In fact, in one of the early weeks, he actually couldn't throw. He was that sick. Out of sorts when he rejoined the other nine players and really just could not hit the side of a barn for a couple of weeks. So who did he play in this final, all-important relegation-avoiding win that he had last Thursday night?
Well, actually, the big one was actually him with the draw with Michael van Gerwen. I think that really catapulted him and, you know, gave him a lot of confidence. Like you said, he's had some illness. Yeah. I know he's had bad feet trouble. But, you know, it's just been miraculous. You're really going to struggle, I think. No, I think the top four are pretty well set. We got Taylor, van Gerwen, Anderson and Lewis are the top four.
Yep.
And out the next four in, I don't think Barney and Thornton have really got a hope. Maybe Wade and Wright, if they can really put some games together. But I think the top four would be pretty well set.
Snakebite Wright started the tournament in fine form. He's plateaued since. But the big news is that Phil Taylor has arrested top spot from Michael van Gerwen, and those people who were riding a final, putting a full stop on the career of the multi-record-breaking, all-time great Phil Taylor, saying that he's coming down the other side of the hill, will have to rethink if he can win this Premier League, which he would love to do.
Yeah, you never count the man out. I mean, he's always tinkering with his darts, and obviously his new darts have just come out. It's just amazing that he's really pulled it out. Van Gerwen had a draw, I think, in last week, which cost him the top spot. But, yeah, Taylor, the cream always rises, and I just think this is his tournament he likes to win.
I mean, it is the week in, week out, bread and butter, Premier League equivalent to the Premier League. And, of course, every player wants to win that grind, as every club would dearly love to win the Premier League. We've got no Leicester Cities, though, in the world of darts, because up the top end they're all very strong players.
Yeah,
reigning two-time world champion Gary Anderson. Jackpot Lewis, a couple of world championships, and of course van Gerwen and Phil Taylor speak for themselves. So there's no Leicester City there, my friend.
No, it's for sure. You've really got to be on your game to really compete with these big boys at the top.
Now, I thought before we say goodbye, you mentioned that the Phil Taylors are out. The next generation of dart, the ones that he are using, are now available for all dart players. And I thought it would be opportune, and I know that, of course, they're available at Dart World Australia. I should emphasise Dart World Australia in Woodbine Court. But what would you suggest are some of the improvements, and how should a couple of blokes, or a bloke and a girl, you know, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, who are playing at home safely, just having a bit of a throw against the old Christmas present, and they say, you know what, we love this and we want to play a bit of league darts. We've been invited down to Dandenong or to the Orang Hotel, various places. What do they start to need to think of in terms of improvement to equipment from the old dart set that they got given at Christmas, which came in the plastic wrap and cost $29.95, board and arrows all included? How do you start improving your equipment?
Well, really, it's funny. If you talk to Simon Kellett at Dart World Australia, he always says the dart chooses you, not you choosing it. And it is a case of feel. If you feel that a dart feels good in your hand, and it's a good starting point. If you feel comfortable and confident with your dart, it's a good start. You don't have to pay a fortune. I mean, the new Phil Taylor Generation 3s are like $150, $160. But you can buy a set of Barneys for $80, and if they feel as comfortable in your hand, you're going to feel just as confident with them. And then once you sort of get into that stage where you feel you need to change something, then you can just sort of change your flights or your shafts.
So a dart is made up really of three parts. It's like an ant or a bee. Yeah. It's got a head, a thorax, and the other bit. But basically, it's got the flight, which are the, and you can get ones in club colours and EPL colours. You can really go to town there. And they come in different shapes. The shaft is the body of it between the metal bit and the flight. It can be made out of perspex or plastic or metal or various things. And then, of course, the thing you're really paying for is the barrel with the point on it, and they have various sort of different annealings to make it easy to grip, and they can come anything from smooth to rough edge to all different indentations, and it's what feels good in your hand.
Definitely feel that dart in your hand for confidence more than anything else.
And I will ask you this, that the same dart, Phil Taylor or a Michael Van Gerwen, can come in four different weights, 20 grams, 22, 24, 26. What should the starter at the beginning of a league career be looking for in weight? Lighter or heavier, do you think?
I can't emphasise feel more than it. Weight really is a personal preference. A lot of people say that a lighter dart, you have to throw harder because so you have to get it to the board, and a heavier dart, the weight takes it to the board. I mean, you look at a small guy in stature like Phil Taylor uses a 26.
Yeah.
Then you've got a rather large guy like Stephen Bunting that uses a 12 gram. So, I mean, I don't think there is really a right and a wrong setup, really.
There's maybe a right and a Lewis or a right and a Chisnell, of course. Yeah, we're talking about snowball. But, you know, I mean, I've tried a few different weights. And I think as a rule of thumb, absolutely feel it out. Go to a place like Dart World Australia where they let you try before you buy. But I think a good rule of thumb here is the beginners tend to have a slightly heavier dart because they do waver. You know, the lighter darts really take some pinpoint straight throwing, but when you get them right, they can, you know, you can fit three of them down a keyhole.
Well, and a good point, like you said before, with the try before you buy, I mean, it's all well and good buying stuff on the internet, but you can't get a feel. You don't want to pay like $160 for a set of Phil Taylors, get them in the mail, and then you can't throw them. I mean, and it's a good idea to get to know your people at your dart shops, and you get a feel for what you're doing. So, I mean, it's a big thing just to try it before you pay out big money.
Well, we'll continue that discussion and also discussion of the pro circuit. Maybe get some Aussie talk in next week. Always great to catch up. Brian Fordham, thank you.
Thank you, Finey.
That was Brian Fordham there. Thanks to Dart World Australia, Woodbine Court, Wantirna South. And if you love darts, that's the place to be. And if you're thinking that you might love darts, ditto. Well, thanks a lot, Brian, by the way. So I'll say goodbye to you. I've already said goodbye to you officially, and now I'm just doing another bit, so you can hang up.
All right.
Good on you, mate. Thanks a lot.
See you, mate. Bye.
Well, that's it for me for what has been a very big show. I loved your input on My Say, Your Say. Go to the SEN website for the podcast of that, because that includes a bit of a bit of a throw down the gauntlet attack on Paul Roos. So I get stuck in and you respond. It makes for interesting listening. Great to have Harry Kuehl on. It was a wonderful show. I see Betty Jones waiting. He's wearing the Socceroos golden green. A patriotic lad who loves his sport and might be deflecting a little bit because his footy and soccer teams aren't exactly the best on the planet. Good on you, Benny. Can't wait to listen. I'll catch you tomorrow.